Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Parenting can certainly be a challenge. There is so much to learn. Still, most parents eventually become comfortable with the daily routine of family life. They even learn to have some fun along the way. Just when parents begin to think that raising kids is a piece of cake, however, something happens. It's called adolescence. And suddenly, no one can take anything for granted. Adolescence actually begins several years earlier than most parents think. Around a child's 10th birthday, physical and emotional changes begin that, while not yet visible to the eye, are definitely changing things in the brain. There's a new wave of brain growth and development. Hormones kick in and affect the way emotions and impulses are processed. Children begin to think for themselves, to want more privileges, and to declare their independence from the adults in their lives, first in small ways and then sometimes in bigger ones. By the time their child is 12 or 13, many formerly complacent parents have become a bit panic-stricken. Their daughters beg for makeup, belly button piercings, and provocative clothing. They overhear their darling angels discussing sex with friends. Boys often become quiet and temperamental by turns. They shun hugs and kisses from mom and insist on privacy. They look at and talk about girls. And by the time they're in high school, the vast majority of young people have been offered a cigarette, marijuana, or alcohol. Many will have accepted, at least once. They probably know someone who is sexually active, and they want to go out with friends, text endlessly on their own cell phone, and hang out in undisclosed places. Loving, protective parents often react out of fear. It's tempting to crack down on kids at this age, to put them, their friends, their music, their fashion, and their behavior under a microscope. But if there's one thing adolescents have in common, it's a strong desire to make their own choices and their own mistakes and to be in control of their own lives. When parents try for total control, a teen may react with either defiance or sneakiness. She may come down to breakfast in eyeliner, a spaghetti strap top, and low-cut jeans, and pretend to be oblivious to her father's horrified stare. Or she leaves the house looking like she's on her way to church, only to change clothes in the girls' restroom at school. Sooner or later, most parents figure out that they simply cannot control their teen. But then what? Do you just give up on standards, values, and expectations? Of course not. Still, when you have a teenager, the way you parent must change with the times. When your child is young, it's as though you were the pilot of her airplane. You set the course, you make the decisions, and you do the steering, because she's not yet able to do so herself. As she grows, however, you must move into the co-pilot seat and allow her to learn to steer her own plane. You're there to offer support and help and to pull back on the wheel in the event of a sudden nosedive. But if you try to control the flight, your child is likely to hit the eject button, and suddenly you're no longer in the plane at all. Co-piloting is a partnership. Give young adults a voice in the rules that will govern their lives. Sit down together and talk about going out, drugs and alcohol, sex, and dating. Let her know how you feel about grades and priorities, but invite her input. You'll be teaching her good judgment, and the rules you do make are more likely to work. Most important, keep the connection between you and your teenager alive and vital. She needs to know you have faith in her, and she needs to know you're paying attention. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.